Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Perigold is a busy highway. The 20-mile stretch carries thousands of vehicles daily, and it's expected to see a lot more traffic later this year. This summer, the new Craighead County Fairgrounds is expected to open with its new Exposition Center. Next year, the $400 million NEA Baptist Hospital will open. Today, we start a series of stories on Highway 49 and the impact the new hospital will bring to the region. Some of the topics we'll deal with in this series include Administrator of NEA Baptist Paul Betts talking about the new hospital.
The campus will have a 550,000 square foot hospital on it. Day one, it will have 181 beds with expansion capabilities inside it. And integrated alongside it is a 220,000 square foot multi-specialty physician practice clinic building there. Now, the other exciting thing that is going to be on the campus, but it's a separate building, is our comprehensive cancer center as well. That will provide radiation therapy services and chemotherapy infusion services.
Oncologist Dr. Carol Scroggin Jr. talks about the new cancer center that will place all services under one roof.
This cancer center will be truly comprehensive. It'll provide state-of-the-art radiation therapy. You can't get any radiation therapy better anywhere in the state or the region. Chemotherapy will provide supportive services, and also patients will be able to see all the cancer specialists, and it'll be all in one location. And right now, if you have cancer, you would have to go to one center for a CAT scan, another center for a PET scan, and go to different clinics for radiation and chemotherapy. And with a new cancer center, everybody will be able to receive all of those services, all the scans, all the treatment, and to see the doctors in one place. And so this new cancer center will truly be a unique, one-of-its-kind cancer center. And I just don't know of many others around this region that offers all of the services that we will have, especially having different cancer specialists in one area.
And we'll also take a tour of the new NEA construction site with the superintendent of the project, Mike Zimzisco. He has built hospitals all over the nation and tells what sets this project apart from others.
The sheer volume of square footage. Typically, a replacement facility is a big hospital is 380 to 450,000 square foot. The hospital alone is a 475,000 square foot hospital. Then, along with that, we're building a 213,000 square foot clinic, a 64,000 square foot administration building, and a 17,000 square foot energy plant. So, total square footage to the project is 769,000 square feet on an 86 acre campus. So, just the sheer volume of this job and the sheer size of it is a challenge alone.
President of the Craighead County Fair Association, Eddie Burris, tells about the new fairgrounds on Highway 49 North.
Phase one consists of an 80,000 square foot exposition center and some offices and lobby in excess of that, and two animal barns, a swine barn and a cattle barn, that are both 30,000 square feet. And our maintenance facility, which is a 12,000 square feet, and that'll kind of be phase one, and we hope to have that done. Our plans are, and our contracts are, August 1 of this year for the fair, the third week in September.
Future phases would include an amphitheater built on the site and another barn for rabbits and chickens. The new construction has caused a boom in commercial sales of property, and more is expected. Joshua Brown with Hegg Brown will talk about that.
We have sold about 15 properties out there just over the last couple of years. Right now, we currently have on the market 14 properties from Farville Curve out to the back to ASU on 49. Several of them are, a lot of them are different. A lot of lots we envision medical offices being on. Some of the lots we would envision commercial things like Subway and medical supply companies, some of those things being on. We represent the shops at Hilltop that, of course, has had a lot of growth in the last year. We expect a lot of growth this year.
An owner of shops at Hilltop, Wade Quinn, says his family used to own the gas station that's now the come-and-go at Hilltop. Quinn says he realized that area of North Jonesboro had the potential of major growth even before the announcement of the new NEA Baptist Hospital.
The sheer volume that we did through the convenience store made us aware of how strong the physical location was. Actually, we were probably a little bit stronger on it than a lot of people were, given our history. I guess we kind of had a field of dreams approach that if we build it, they'll come. They came a little slower than we thought they would because that was prior to the hospital announcement. So given the hospital announcement, of course, it put a whole new spin on the whole area. And I think it kind of cemented some of the rationale of what we already knew with regard to how strong the physical locale was.
Susan Smith owns Tropical Smoothie on Nettleton and the newest location at the Shops at Hilltop. She says the hospital's investment was a major deciding factor in putting a store there.
I think the hospital really has been the anchor. I think that coming in causes everybody else to take a risk. And I think without that, the risk of the unforeseen is a little greater. But seeing that under construction and how big and how many employees and how many patients and employees will be coming to that area just makes it an easier risk for other people to bring their businesses out this direction.
Do you think that risk is going to pay off?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. We're excited.
The new hospital will mean jobs for many people, including nursing students. Dr. Sue McClary is with ASU's College of Nursing and Health Professionals, and she says the new NEA Baptist will also provide more opportunities for nursing students to learn and get hands-on experience.
It's going to provide us a lot of new venues for clinical practicum. Because there are so many schools in this area that use the two facilities we have, NEA Baptist, the current hospital, and St. Bernard's Medical Center, it gets very crowded with all of those schools, so it'll allow us more opportunities. We are hoping that there may be some other services that we don't always get to have our students with. So it's just really going to offer more opportunities for the students to learn.
One major issue that will be discussed is the traffic that will result from the new hospital and fairgrounds. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says he's been working to address that issue.
I applied to the Arkansas Highway Department to get another signalization there on Clinton School Road, and that was approved about 2 weeks ago. And so now we're working with the Highway Department to get everything worked out on that so we can go out for bids. And then we'll have that because that's right in the curve, the Farville curve, and you've got school buses that come out of Clinton School Road and stuff, and, you know, some folks come around that corner a little bit fast. And so the other thing is we've already been out there and in what we call mop those ditches for drainage, and we want to make sure that everything was flowing great on drainage, and we've already done that. So we're working very closely with developers, as well as the residents out there.
In another angle to the series, we'll take a look at the city of Brooklyn. As this small town is located on Highway 49, it continues to explode in growth as well as Jonesboro grows more toward that city. We'll also talk about the Brooklyn schools and how they're handling the growth, and we'll also speak with Paragould Mayor Mike Gaskill. It's all part of our series that we have on Highway 49 here on KASU. Tomorrow we start the series by talking about the hospital with Paul Betts.